San Antonians crowded Alamo, Market, Commerce, and Houston streets following last night's win so well that SAPD had to divert honking traffic down the side streets. Spurs fans have been waiting 7 years for another title and wanted blood after last year's loss to the Heat. Outside of the Alamo, fan Nick Garcia says he was blown away by the performance from the last three games.
It was the most incredible thing that I've seen in sports in recent years, and I think it's great for the city of San Antonio to get our fifth win. That solidifies San Antonio Spurs as a dynasty.
The Spurs defeated the Heat by nearly 20 points in the final three games of the series, even after coming back from a steep deficit in the first quarter of Game 5. It wasn't just San Antonio celebrating the win. Video from Eagle Pass, Uvalde, Del Rio, Crystal City, and even Honolulu of excited Spurs fans popped up on the Facebook feeds from some of our local TV stations. Spurs fans JD and Mike Salazar say they drove from Corpus Christi to be part of the victory.
We've been waiting every year. We should have had this last year. Revenge 14.
It's fitting that we took out the king, though. We got the real king, Kawhi Leonard. Let's go. Go, Spurs, go!
MVP. Forward Kawhi Leonard was named MVP. At 22 years old, he's the third youngest in NBA history with a title, which he stole from his teammate Tim Duncan, which he earned in 1999. Fan William Kay says that he believes Leonard is the future of the team.
You know, I mean, we span, developed offensively, became confident. You know, I like it. I like it from him. But we need Pop to stay one more year. We need him for one more year after Duncan retires, so he can kind of lead us onto the, you know, to the right way. That's what I think.
So what do you think is going to happen next year?
Oh, next year, it's repeat. That's an easy question.
This is the fifth ring for the Spurs, and also for center Tim Duncan and coach Greg Popovich. Popovich was named Coach of the Year in April. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.